Welcome back to another episode of Faith and Fame. In today's episode, I'm joined by Ash Elise, the CEO of Be the Standard. And together, we're going to be discussing dating in 2020, standards, red flags, deal breakers, and so much more. What does a Proverbs 31 woman look like? How can women distinguish themselves and stand out to men? Men, what can you do to attract the right women? Join us as we unpack these topics. It's going to be so much fun. This is Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Stay tuned. Another episode of Faith and Fame with me, your host Brittany Q. Hill. I'm so excited. I got my girl here, Ashley Elise, joining me. We did an episode on my podcast a few weeks back on celibacy, and the feedback was so amazing. We had to run it back with a part two. Mm-hmm. So here we are. But just a little bit about my girl, in case you didn't watch the first episode or listen to it, I'm gonna make sure to include the link. So go back and listen to that one, because this is gonna be the part two of what we already went over. But Miss Ashley Elise is a full-time entrepreneur and the CEO and founder of Be the Standard. Homegirl got it going on, okay?
Thank you.
But don't take my word for it. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about what she has going on.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, y'all. Okay, yes, I'm Ashley. I go by Ashley Elise. Elise is my middle name. And yes, I'm the CEO and founder of Be the Standard. That's just the heart of my brand. Love for people to have standards, like we're going to talk about today. I created a course called Prosper in Your Purpose, and I'm like a purpose coach per se. And I just help people really, really get into their purpose, walk in their calling, launch into that. I'm a speaker, and I just love people and love being myself. I think that's it.
So we're going to jump into it. So again, our first conversation was around celibacy, so this is going to piggyback off of what we already discussed. So today, I want to talk to you about the state of women in the kingdom.
Okay.
So we already talked about celibacy, but like, let's talk about how women are represented right now, especially kingdom women. What does it mean to be a virtuous woman? What does it mean to be a Proverbs 31 woman? We hear it all the time. We hear about women waiting on their Boaz, but they haven't positioned themselves to be a Ruth.
Okay.
We hear how men want a virtuous woman, but once they get a virtuous woman, they don't know what to do with her.
That's the word. No, for real, because they're always praying for that, but
always praying for it. Yeah. When you get it, you don't know what to do with it. Don't even worry about it. We got you. Okay, so let's jump into some of these questions.
Yes.
So first, as I have mentioned, what does it mean to be a virtuous woman in these streets? In these modern days where, you know, you're scrolling on the gram and you see women just showing everything that God has given them.
Yeah.
And you would think that nowadays that's what men prefer.
Yeah.
They praise it, they glorify it. But what does being a virtuous woman mean to you?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. because, we see it so much online, just the opposite of what that is. And I have had moments where I'm like, okay, like feeling like, do I need to settle in any type of area? And you don't. And so... I told Brittany, I love this question because I've been thinking about Proverbs 31. And the first thing I love is that it was his mom that was telling him what kind of woman to be with, which I think is adds another like spin to it. But also, if you just go and read Proverbs 31, the Passion Translation is like my favorite translation. And it says that she was wealthy.
She had her own coin, okay.
She was wealthy, she was wise, her husband trusted her, which means that she was a safe place, which means she probably didn't like run her mouth to everybody about him and their problems and things like that, or their successes. Mm-hmm. And then also she got up early, okay? She wasn't lazy.
Listen, set the alarm. No more sleeping in if you're about your paper.
Yeah. She got up and she went, and it says she made clothes, so she was like a fashion designer and stuff. And she could cook. It said that she prepared food for her family. Mm-hmm. So how many ladies really know how to cook in 2020? Like,
some of y'all don't know.
Like, for real, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. And so when, I don't know, as I'm 32, and when I hit my 30s, I just started looking at that list, and I was like, I really want to make sure I check off everything on that list, if that's a virtuous woman, you know, and even down to, like I said, just getting up early. Like, I used to sleep in, because I'm an entrepreneur, I work from home, So I'm like, okay, I like to stay up late. I'm a night owl. But that even convicted me. I was like, if I want to be a virtuous woman, I need to start going to sleep early, getting up early, and just being about my day and stuff like that. So that's some of the stuff that I really look at.
Yes, that was a beautiful answer. I agree. So what does a virtuous or a Proverbs 31 woman look like? You know, if we see a woman strolling down the street, what makes her stand out from just the ordinary woman? What are some of her characteristics?
I would say the way she carries herself, probably walks with her head held high, not in an arrogant way, but in a confident way. You know, and I heard a quote before that said, confidence looks like arrogance to those who are insecure.
Woo, run that back.
Confidence looks like arrogance to those who are insecure. Yeah. And I'm sure you've encountered this in your life, right? People think you're just arrogant.
Yeah, I hear that I'm intimidating.
Uh-huh, me too.
All the time.
Me too.
And I'm like, so what is it? Yeah. But I think what it is, it's intimidating to a man who's not sure of himself.
Oh, yeah. And women.
And women too. Listen, don't get me started with friends. When a woman carries herself, and she's so sure of who she is. She doesn't need the validation or participation from anyone.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you don't feel that same about yourself, it can be intimidating.
Yeah. I get that all the time. I've lived that. So I think it's, in the way she carries herself. And she probably isn't half naked walking down the street.
Say that one more time.
You know, because in this generation, especially on Instagram, we see that all day long. And I just don't get it. I've had conversations with some of my guy friends, and I always ask them, like, I see you, you know, liking pictures of girls like this. Is that somebody you would actually bring home to your mother? And they're like, heck no.
Right.
I would never bring her home to my mom or marry her or nothing. Like, she just looks good, but I wouldn't, like, entertain that.
And that's a valid point. Fellas, we can see what you liking, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So to tell us that you want a virtuous woman, but meanwhile,
your actions.
You're liking the thongs and the lingerie and all
booty
that.
Booty pages.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that if that's your preference.
Yeah.
But just know we can see that.
Yeah, we can.
Double-minded.
So I think just in the way she looks, the way she dresses, you know, it has set her apart. Like us, we, you know, cute, showing some skin, but we ain't naked on here today.
Exactly. We showing skin, but we still leave a lot to the imagination.
Yeah, I think that's a huge key, too.
You have to
be a mystery.
A sense of mystery! Give me some words. They just don't know.
You gotta be a mystery because men love to, I think, get to, like, chase and pursue, and if you just give him everything, like, here I go, here's everything, there's nothing for him to, like, find out, nothing to pursue, and so you have to have a sense of mystery to you, and, I think that.
And I've had conversations with a lot of, you know, male friends, and ladies, this is not to discredit, you know, your preferences to reveal yourself to you, okay?
Yeah, please.
To you, but what I will say is, if you are a woman who is ready for a husband, keep in mind that a man that's also ready for his wife and looking for a wife, they're probably gonna scroll right past you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you're showing yourself and everything that God has blessed you with, he's gonna look at you as a good time. But in terms of a woman that's a wife who's going to bring a great reputation to the household, to the family name, wipe you up, sis, because the same thing that you give to him, you're showing to everybody else.
Exactly. So he's like, if she's giving this to everybody, then what are there for me?
What is there for me? What does he have to look forward to? So
I think when we do that too, we're setting ourselves up to be girlfriends forever.
Yeah.
Which is why you find people like being a girlfriend forever. They their dude never proposes to them and things like that, and they settle for situationships.
Yep.
Because you positioned yourself to be a girlfriend. And it says he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Listen, you said something so profound. I'm gonna piggyback off of what you said. We as women who are already wives before the ring, listen, I'm not playing the girlfriend for 3 years. I'm not. I'm just
letting you. Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy to me.
I'm already a wife. So, you know, in the courting and the dating process, I'm letting you know right now, I'm not going to be your girlfriend for 3 years.
Hello.
I'm not.
That's crazy.
I'm just not. So I think the same goes for men. If you're ready for a wife, like,
don't settle for a woman that's like that. Let's flip the script.
Yeah, and if you're ready, let's keep this thing going. Like, it doesn't take 3 years for you to know whether or not that woman is your wife.
Right, usually just 3 months you can see who the person
is. Literally, I've heard that between 3 and 6 months a man knows. So, if that's true, go ahead and comment.
I know, please.
I'd like to know. All right, so next question. Let's put the Proverbs 31 woman in the context of dating.
Okay.
We're talking about dating.
Okay.
We already said, how does she stand out amongst women showing everything on the gram?
Uh-huh.
But what are ways to keep things sexy even in our dignity? Right? Because, you know, we're not wearing the lingerie on the gram. Sorry, we're not.
No, we're not.
But what are some ways to, like, show off our sex appeal even in the midst of being a P31?
Okay, I'll start with even physically. I think that we can start to take care of ourselves and look good.
Yeah.
You know, like eat good and stuff, like detox if you need to, and just work out and things like that. So when you do put on a dress, you don't have to show everything, but it can show your curves.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, just, and you'll feel bomb even in yourself, even if nobody's like saying nothing, you still feel good.
Yeah.
And then I think, honestly, me, I forget what the word is, but I'm attracted to people's intellect. Like, if I can, I feel like in this generation, people don't know how to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
And a good conversation is sexy to me, honestly.
It is. You have to stimulate my mind.
Yes.
Before you stimulate
anything
else.
Yes.
My mind first. So that means great conversation. All that surface level conversation. That don't do nothing for me.
Me neither. I hate small talk.
Listen, if you really want to turn me on, let's talk about life. Let's
okay. About your family. Childhood, everything. I want to go deep.
Yes. Listen, tell me all your childhood.
Thank you.
Before we get deep into this relationship, I need to know, what demons are you dealing
with?
Yeah,
for real.
Tell me.
I was just talking to my sister about that. Like, I feel like you should say all the debt you got.
Yes.
Like, financially, what's going on? You should say, like, what issues you have. Let's throw it out there. And then if the person still decides to be with you, that's even more special.
Right. And I'm not saying that you have to be perfect, because we all have baggage.
You do not.
What I do want to know is, what are you doing to heal?
Exactly.
Have you done the work? And if you haven't, what are you doing right now to do the work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can meet you halfway. What I'm not going to do is nurse your wounds.
Carry
and let
you
bleed all over me and I didn't cause the cuts.
Hello.
Okay.
So hello.
We're not doing that.
No.
Okay. I agree. Now, let's get a little personal.
Okay.
And let's talk about sex.
Okay.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Yeah. I want to talk about sex and celibacy because this is something that you and I actually Ashley had posted something on Instagram a while back sharing that she's been celibate for,
I think it's like 8 years or something, 9 years. So basically, since I was 17, I've been practicing celibacy and I'm 32 now. So do the math.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I've been celibate as well for going on a year and a half now.
So awesome.
And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about first, give me your journey into celibacy. What caused that decision and how has it been for you thus far?
What caused that decision is, when I was 17, I was dating a guy. He was like my high school sweetheart, whatever. And it just like ended really bad. And he like cheated on me, all this type of stuff. But I had sex with him and he's the only person I've ever had sex with. And so I just decided to be celibate, because God was just like, hey, if you like stop, literally told me, God was like, if you stop doing this, I'll like really change your life. But if you keep going down this path, it's not gonna end well for you. And so I just made a decision. I don't know about y'all, let me pause too. God always speaks to me. When I was in sin or whatever, God still spoke to me very clearly.
Absolutely.
Like while I was having sex, God was like, what you doing?
Yes, and one thing I said, he's always gonna speak to you in a way that you can comprehend.
Oh yes.
He's going to get your attention. He knows how to get your attention.
Yes. Yeah, so I just decided at that point, I'm a really, like, black and white type person. Like, I don't live in the gray. I'm just like, if I'm going to be in sin, then I'm going to enjoy that mug. But if I'm a, you know, be with God, then I'm going to be with God. Yeah. So that's why I decided. I just made a decision. And, you know, has it been easy? No. You know, but that's why I say practicing it. Because there's been times where I've almost crossed the line and things like that, but I've kept myself, you know? So yeah.
Yep. Wow. That's amazing. So, again, I've been celibate as well for almost a year and a half.
Amazing.
For me, you know, I've tried the celibacy thing a few times, and the reason why I always kind of backtracked and failed was it was always because I know I'm not supposed to be having sex. I'm not supposed to be having premarital sex,
but
my flesh still wanted it. I still craved it. I still desired it. I was still fantasizing about it. I was still entertaining conversations. I knew I had no business conversations.
Ooh-wee.
What I will say is that I got to a place where I got sick and tired of being tired. I got sick and tired of giving my body to men that didn't deserve it and still going home empty-handed. I still didn't have the relationship. I still didn't have the commitment. And I was still there by myself, sleeping in my bed by myself, empty. And so It was when I got tired of those feelings that I was like, you know what, do this for you because you're worthy.
Yes.
You're worthy of the commitment and you're worthy of somebody being willing to wait for you until marriage.
Exactly.
I actually made that commitment in the middle of a relationship.
How was that? I thought that was crazy. But if he...
I did. When I just remember first telling him, he was like, say what? We're gonna do what? It was really hard for him, but this is why I think it's so important to be obedient, because though it was hard for him, I ushered him into the decision to be celibate. Now
so
he's celibate as well.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. He's celibate as well. So don't be afraid to set boundaries and be the standard.
Come on.
You never know who else you're ministering to and who else you can help.
That's so real.
Yeah.
That's so real.
And
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, girl.
Like in the midst of a relationship, that's next level.
It was hard.
It requires some courage, though.
It was hard, but I'm grateful that I didn't allow what he felt about it to persuade my decision.
You get to know each other on a different level.
Yeah. And then, you know, it strengthened our relationships in other ways, like the conversation. We became intimate in other ways.
Yeah.
Don't think that it's not possible. It is very possible. Let me tell you. A man who also sees you as worthy is going to wait.
He's
for
gonna
you.
Wait. What do you say to people who say, like, I just need sex? I hear that so much.
I've heard people say, like, how do you do it? For me, conviction.
Yeah.
It's conviction. Yeah. Listen, conviction is your friend.
It really is. The Holy Spirit is lit.
Yeah, he is. You gotta check your heart. It's your heart posture. It's not
so
just refraining from the physical act, but like, check your heart, your intention, your convictions. Yeah. If you don't have conviction, you probably should get back on your knees.
For real.
And get back in tune with your star player, and that's God. Because if you're not feeling conviction, that means you become so immune to your sin and you never want to be.
That's a crazy place to be in.
Listen, you do not want to be immune to sin. That's a word.
Oh, come on.
But that leads me to my next question. Do you think it's realistic for men, even men of God, to sincerely wait for a woman to have sex until their wedding night?
I do. Okay. Because I've encountered guys who have done that, and it's very possible. And I think it boils down to how much he not just loves you, but loves himself. Because if a man truly loves himself and knows God, then he's going to want to honor God.
Yes.
And all throughout the Bible, you know, especially I think in Corinthians and stuff, it talks about like your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
So you can't have everybody running up and through there or whatever. But I just think of, like we talked about on the podcast, purity like a gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Tell them.
So yeah, you know, it's just like if I have a gift here and I just like let everybody open it and stomp on it and all type of stuff, and then I try and hand it to my husband, he's gonna be like, what is this? Like, it doesn't even look like the same thing anymore. And it's probably gonna be broken in pieces, all type of stuff. So the way I look at my purity is as a gift. Like, this is the gift that I'm giving my husband on our wedding night. And also for him, I want him to be able to give me a gift and not come to me just like jacked up and everybody done ran up and through there and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe it's possible. Fellas, I would just say you have to really, really like fall in love with God, fall in love with Jesus. And if you just, you know, God said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Yep. One of his commandments, like I always laugh. I think I mentioned this on a podcast, but sexual sin is the only thing God said to literally run away from. In the
flee.
Bible.
Flee.
Y'all know what a flee? When somebody flees the scene?
Yes.
They are picking up their feet and running. Like,
this is not a job. This ain't even a job. You better get your and get the heck on. Get up out of there.
Get up out of there. It's the only sin in the Bible. God's like, you need to run away from sexual sin. And so, yeah, I believe it's possible. I believe the Holy Spirit can empower all the men who need help with that. And a lot of times it is the man that's leading that.
Yep, and to piggyback off of that, I feel like when God brings you the man that he has for you, he's already going to be walking in the same thing too. If he's not,
he'll change.
You could be, like I did for the person that I was dating.
Yeah.
You could be the one to like give him that aha moment and have him surrender himself again, and now you guys are walking in that journey together.
Yeah.
And what, like, just the the thought of on my wedding night, you know, when that moment comes,
yeah.
I really sincerely want to feel like I'm a gift.
I know. And it's not even special if you've been doing it and all that. It's like
not even special.
Yeah,
it's not as special.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then also you build up the anticipation.
I know. You're so really excited. Like, oh, so exciting. Yeah. So it's possible. That's the answer.
Very possible. Very possible. Okay. So what should be deal breakers for a virtuous woman waiting on her husband? What should be, you know, some simple cues that says he's probably not the one?
I would say, A, this gonna sound so churchy, but for real, he really
She's so
has
sad.
To.
It's okay.
I really am. I love Jesus. But no, that's one of my deal breakers is for him to like really know God and not like the God in church in religion, but like have a relationship with God for himself, like as a father. That's like, if you don't have that, you know, there's a lot of talk about being unequally yoked and stuff, but it says don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers, right? So there's some Christian dudes, let me put it like this, there's some dudes who are Christian and they don't even fully believe in who God says they are. That's still being unequally yoked.
Fact.
Even as a Christian.
Even as a man of God.
Yeah, so that's one. And then another one I would say is, like I said, conversation. If you can't, like, stimulate my mind, like, I'm so peacing out. Like, I cannot
take
a boring, like, no-depth conversation. Like, I cannot do it. And also, authenticity is really big to me.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like, if you're not authentic and genuine and really know who you are, because if you don't know who you are, eventually you're going to convince me to not know who I am if I stay with you longer.
How you going to leave me and you don't even
know
where you
are? Hello?
You don't even know where you're going.
Yeah, so that goes to my next thing. You got to have vision and be walking in your purpose. If Woo! You are not walking in your purpose, not what's just making you money or whatever, what you're good at, but like you're walking in purpose and all that.
If you're not walking in purpose and I'm supposed to be your helpmeet,
what
am I helping? Like, how am I supposed to help you if you don't even know what you need help
Thank
in?
Thank you. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah,
so purpose and just having vision, you know, and also I will say, like knowing how to deal with your emotions. That's a deal breaker for me. If you like shut down, I can't do that.
I cannot know how to deal with your emotions and know how to command your emotions and your feelings.
Hello.
Like, you don't have to succumb to what you're feeling.
No.
Like, first of all, your feelings are lying. Feelings are not facts.
Hello.
And if you don't know how to put your power into position when it comes to your feelings, you can't leave me.
Because
what we're not going to do is be stuck up in here with all these emotions.
No.
Like, on the rampant. We're not going to do that.
It's like he PMSing. Like, what is this? Have dealt with your childhood trauma
Woo!
Or you're dealing with it and just know how to communicate.
Oh
like,
my God.
Communicate.
I heard something from Redefined TV.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on. Shout
Please.
Out to Redefined TV.
Hi, Redefined.
When God created Adam
and
he took Eve and from his rib, he closed up the womb. God closed up the womb. God closed up the womb. Until that man goes to God to heal his wound, sis, you will never be his wife. You will only be his nurse.
Woo!
The only person capable of sealing that wound is God himself. And if he hasn't gone to God for himself, he's not fit to be your husband.
So good.
He's not ready to be your husband.
Oh my God.
So good. When I heard that,
No, that's so real.
It is.
That's so real. And a lot of us, if we have father issues, women, we settle for trying to make men our fathers. And then dudes, if they have mother issues, they try and turn the woman they're with into their mother.
Man.
So all of that, I look for all of those are all huge red flags to me. I'm like, if you haven't dealt with your issues, or just know how to communicate and be vulnerable. Like, I don't know if you know about the Enneagram, but I'm like type 8 on the Enneagram and all this type of
I'm
stuff.
I'm definitely type 8.
Yeah, and so like, I'm just like, vulnerability is something I have to be intentional with. Like, whether it's in a friendship, relationship, whatever. And so I've had to just learn like who to be vulnerable with and, you know, whatever. And so one thing I look for is if I'm vulnerable and a man doesn't cover me well.
Woo!
No,
that's
I can't do that.
Episode all by itself.
I can't do that.
I'm going to have to jump in.
I can't do that.
Cover me. Listen, yeah. It's cute. It's great that you can protect me physically. I know you're not gonna let nobody run up on me.
Yeah.
But can you cover me when I'm being attacked by things you cannot see?
Yeah.
When the devil tries to hit me with anxiety and depression,
hello.
Can you cover me? Can you go to God on my behalf and fight in the spirit?
Yeah.
Furthermore, what if we have kids? Can I depend on you to go to God on behalf of our kids?
Hello.
Can you cover our family?
Yeah.
I need a man that can pray. And be willing to lead in prayer. Let's pray together. Cover me as I cover
so
you.
Good.
You
so good.
You can't pray.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I don't really know. And I mean like beyond saying grace.
It's saying your prayers before bed every night for 5 minutes.
I need a man who has some authority and some power and dominion and knows how to tap in. That post you just posted recently.
What?
Never date a person that does not know how to get into the presence of
ooh,
God.
Ooh, wait.
You have to know how to usher in the presence
so
of God.
So good.
Because if you can't, like, what are we doing?
Because we can look cute and stuff, but we're going to have our ugly days.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's going to be days where we may forget who we are and stuff. So that guy has to be able to remind us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Even going back to Proverbs 31, it said that his wife, like it says, her husband was, like, well-known and famous, like, mm-hmm. in the land. And like everybody loved them and stuff like that. Like you gotta be, I don't know. It's just, you gotta really know who you are, and she's awesome and he's also walking in his purpose, and just, it's just a great exchange. So
One thing for me that I would say is a deal breaker, and I'm grateful for every experience because I learned this. We have these things that we look for in a man in terms of like great conversation, mm-hmm. Knows God, but is he demonstrating fruits of the spirit?
Oh wait, that is a word.
I wasn't mindful of that. Does he have peace?
Oh my God,
peace is huge. If you ain't got no peace of mind, don't come over here messing with mine.
I literally started having anxiety attacks for 6 months because of a guy I was talking to.
I believe it.
Because he had no peace. Mm.
That's an episode.
Some of y'all have an anxiety because of the person you with. It's not even your anxiety, sis.
That's a whole bar. A whole bar. If you...
Oh, my God.
Please don't come around here.
No.
Get yourself together.
Please.
Trust me. I will appreciate you admiring me from afar.
Yeah.
Don't come around
here. Don't even slide in the DMs or nothing.
So, you have to be demonstrating fruits of the spirit.
That's so good. That's important.
Yeah.
That's super important.
This was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so good.
It is. I know.
So, just to wrap it up, I'm going to let Ashley kind of like leave us with a word of encouragement.
Oh,
whatever's on your heart, you know, to share with the people.
Yeah, you know what I'll say, y'all? Since we're talking about this subject, I just want to say, we hear these quotes, but for real, don't settle. Like, just do not. There, more than there being someone out there that's for you, I want to say, like, take the time to heal. Take the time to face your childhood issues.
Yes.
Take the time to become whole. Mm-hmm. You know, don't settle for brokenness and going in throughout your life just being a broken person, a broken man or a broken woman. You know, like, seriously face things and deal with them and just face them head on so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. So I just want to encourage you to just be committed to becoming the healthiest version of yourself that you can, no matter what that looks like, no matter how long it takes, no matter who you have to connect with or put off, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback on that. We always hear the term, well, he's my better half and she's my better half.
God.
Listen, I don't want half of nothing.
I want a whole.
I need 100 before you come my way. So, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, before God brings you to the person that he wants you to walk in purpose with, every single one of us needs a season with just you and God.
So true.
So that God can reveal to you the areas of yourself that are still broken and need healing. So he can close up that wound for you. You need that one-on-one time with God with no dating, no distractions.
No dating apps.
We just go on Netflix and chill. Spend some time with God. It's going to do you some good. Just do the work to be whole.
Yeah.
Your future partner will thank you for it.
And your kids.
And your kids. Listen, break them generational curses.
Oh, my gosh.
Break those generational
curses.
Oh, my gosh. Because even if the things that you're struggling with, you're not responsible for, but you are responsible for your healing.
So good.
This was so good.
It was. I love this girl.
So, tell us what you got going on. What can we look forward to doing next?
Yes. So, of course, I'm still, you know, coaching and everything. So if you need help just walking in your purpose and branding and all of that, you can totally click the link in my Instagram bio. And I'm also working on my next course.
Hey.
That's going to be so, so good. That I'm planning to launch in the fall. So that'll be good. And I don't know, just stay tuned for everything. Working on a book and all that.
Come on, book.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me where we can follow you and keep up with you.
Yes. So you can, I'm mainly on Instagram. And that's, my name on there is I'm Ashley Lise. It's the letter I, the letter M, A-S-H, E-L-I-S-E, S-S and Sam. And I'm also on Twitter. You're going to roll me on there. It's I'm Ashley Lise on there as well. And then on Facebook, it's Ash Elise. So, yeah.
Yes. And then you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q. That's B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y. You got it. My website, my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the same thing.
Love it. Okay, this is so fun.
This is so good.
Thank you. Y'all share this video and follow her. Subscribe to her channel because she's so bomb.
Oh, thank you. Make sure you follow Faith as well on Instagram. Yes. Faith and Fame TV. And then it's on Facebook and Twitter as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know in the comments.
Yes.
Guys, and any other topics that you guys want me to do in the future, okay? All right. We love y'all.
Bye.
For tuning in to another episode of Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Be sure to subscribe and make sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. See you next week.